is delicious.
Oh, hello, everybody. I'm very professional in my, you know, my podcast. I like to stay professional and, oh my goodness, the UFO is probably mad at me. Don't give me that. You know what? I'll do it in a little bit. Don't judge me because the UFO isn't up. Anyway, welcome to AdamCast. It's Adam Krigler here. I am here with my Thursday guest. You know her, and she's fantastic. Dr. Carlin B.
Welcome and I'm extra fired up today, so we're gonna have a good show. Ooh,
you are on fire today, and well, why don't you tell everybody why are you so fired up?
Well, it's been a busy day because today, so I've about a week ago I got wrangled into this bill in New Hampshire that would effectively ban critical race theory on a state level, and so I've been working with the sponsor of the bill to help them strategize and all this stuff. And today was the committee hearing in which we all gave public testimony, and I have been sitting in this committee meeting for like 3 hours today listening to all of the testimony. And Adam, there was some crazy stuff, and
I can't wait to hear about it
myself. So yeah, lots to talk about today in regards to banning critical race theory on a state level.
I really hope that they pass that.
All right, too.
So we're gonna get into that because there's a lot of details that I'm sure you are just itching to get off your chest. And also, I mean, we'll talk about it again, but they cut you off.
They muted you twice.
I was just like, I tuned in just because I wanted to hear, you know, your segment, and I was blown away that they just shut you off. I was like, what?
Well, you want to know what's even more crazy? Huh. It was a Republican that did that.
Really?
That was a Republican.
Well, they sure let the rest of the mm-hmm. people speak fully, and it's ridiculous. All right, so we're going to talk about that. We're going to get into details. Perseverance landed on Mars today. Woo! Yeah. I was very excited. I was live tweeting it. I am kind of a geek when it comes to space stuff. If you don't know that about me, you should, because I talk about space a lot. I love space. Space is great. And so, yeah, Perseverance landed. I've got all this cool information to talk about what Perseverance is, what is on it, the different tools that it's going to do, the different experiments that it's going to do. It's got the first rotary helicopter with a high-grade color camera. There's a microphone on the thing. Okay, I'm getting ahead of myself. I want to wait for the segment to talk about the stuff.
I'm excited about this. I missed all of this today, so I'm excited to get an update.
I got it all. We're going to talk about it. It's going to be really fun. And then we're going to talk about Gina Carano again. I mean, I have talked to her about her a couple times. We haven't talked about it, right?
I don't think so, no.
So I want to hear your thoughts on Gina. What's the Gina situation? And also, there's some updates on what's going on with her. And it's awesome news. It's great news. So I'm really excited to talk about that. And we're going to do that. And it's going to be fun.
Yay.
All right. Before we do get into it, make sure you follow our Locals channel. Both of us have a Locals channel. Down below is the links to Carlin's Twitter, her YouTube, and her Locals channel. And then below that is all of my stuff that you can find. Definitely come join my Locals. I have been using it a little bit more and more as the days go on. I try to post my more personal side of things, and Twitter is more of like my I was gonna say professional, but
no, Twitter is not professional. No, Twitter is not.
I'm not professional. Who am I kidding? No. Yeah, come on. I mean, I feign professionalism, but I'm just here to have a good time, you know, and spread my optimism around the world, you know. So
Locals is more relaxed, though, I will say, because you know what, you're not fighting anyone. There's no like, people are there because they want to be there. That's part of why Locals is cool. It's like the relaxed, laid-back social media.
True. I do like it. So you could definitely check it out. You can also go to my personal webpage, adamkrigler.net, and find my donation page. You can PayPal me directly if you'd like. But most importantly, I have a link to my P.O. box that you can send me stuff if you'd like, physical things, if you will. But I'm giving away stickers. So if you send me a self-addressed stamped envelope, I will send you a signed sticker from my sticker box. Boxes. I've got thousands of, no joke, I've probably tens of thousands of stickers. I'm kind of obsessed with stickers. I need to give them away. So I want them to have a good home.
In other words, his wife is making him clean out his stuff. That's what's happening right now.
No. She fully supports my sticker collection. And she's dug through it a couple times for her own sticker uses. And I just want to share the wealth of my sticker glory. I have just lots of stickers. So even if you've gotten a sticker already, feel free to send me another envelope. Like, I don't mind. I'll keep giving out stickers. Hopefully you get a different one. There's no you know, guaranteeing that. But and then also you can, of course, check out my coffee, KriglerCoffee.com, because it's delicious. Shameless self-promotion. All right, let's get into the segments, shall we? All right, first and foremost, NASA's Perseverance Mars rover, of course, it has its own Twitter feed because it tweets out things. It's actually right up on top. These are actually the first photo taken when it landed, and then the second photo taken. People, of course, are already complaining that it's not color. Like, what?
Dude, these it's are on Mars.
Well, these are not the professional camera. Those cameras there are for navigation, so they're just like telemetry, so it knows where it's going. If there's something in its way, it's just part of its you know navigation sensor array, essentially. So people are already complaining about it, but it's kind of funny that they really do go there with it. But and then this is what I found this really cool. This is basically an overview of the entire solar system. All right, it's kind of hard to see the grandness of this entire website, but it's fantastic. All right, so you could see our solar system, and you could see here is Mars. I'm trying to zoom in a little bit. It's kind of hard to get like the exact spot. So this is it's actually not accurate anymore, because as you see on the bottom, Perseverance Mars landing, it's completed. It was completed as of, it was like 3:35, I believe, or 3:40. But because of there's a delay, the speed of light, we can only get data so long. We had to wait a little bit. So we got confirmation at around 3:55 that everything was successful, and everything meaning the landing, it basically had its own drop helicopter thing, rocket landing piece. Let me see if I've got that. Here's this is just the website. I'm going to skip ahead here. Oh, this is fantastic. All right. So this is Everyday Astronaut. If you don't know Everyday Astronaut, you definitely should. This guy is awesome. I would love to have him on my show, but he does a great job of basically summing up everything from start to finish. So the Atlas V rocket is actually what propelled the Mars. It was called the Mars 2020, but it's the Perseverance package, essentially, to drop it off. And it took off July 30th, 2020. So that was quite some time ago. And it's been traveling for a while, and it just landed today. And then, of course, it's got that first picture taken when it landed on Mars. And then the Atlas V launch, which is what took it off. But this is where, this is the phase timeline. We got the cruise stage separated and burned up in the Martian atmosphere. It was kind of cool. If you were watching it live, they actually had a I don't know, like a CGI version, so you can kind of see what it looked like. It's kind of cool. And then, of course, the entry and all that good stuff. But I want to see. Here we go. What did the Perseverance take to Mars? This is where it gets really fun. All right, we got a Masscam Z. It's the image the Martian surface in high definition video, high resolution panoramas, and in 3D. So you'll be able to put on a VR headset and stand on the surface of Mars actual, you know, like a professional grade 3D camera that is going to be able to like mimic what it's seeing. So I'm pretty excited about that.
That is the coolest thing that's ever happened.
Right?
Truly. I love stuff like this. It gives you hope. It gives you hope for humanity.
True. That's true. It actually doesn't say here, but it's going to include a microphone. So it's going to be recording the sounds of Mars. So you're actually going to be able to put a VR headset on and really feel like you're standing on Mars, because you're going to hear the way the wind sounds, the way things are. Who knows what it's going to sound like? What if we hear some distant whale call? Wouldn't that be trippy?
That would be amazing.
I agree. It would be trippy. But there is some cool things that I want to bring out. And this is from the Atlantic Journal. And it has a nice list of cool things that I want to talk about, that essentially what it's going to do. So looking for signs of life. If everything goes, this was written before, obviously, it landed. So there's a little bit. So if everything goes to plan, which it did, Perseverance will touch down Thursday in Jezero Crater, which was once an ancient seabed. So it was actually, there was used to be water there. Good place to search for least signs of life. And that's what it's going to be doing there. Every previous mission has seen in one way or another that Mars was once habitable. says Katie Stack Morgan, a geologist at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory and deputy project scientist of the overall mission known as Mars 2020. But with Perseverance, we are taking the next step, looking for signs of life in the ancient rock record. To do this, scientists on Earth will peer through Perseverance's camera eyes, scouring Jezero for rocks that contain patterns, textures, and the distribution of chemicals that can only be explained by biological activity. The rover will mostly hunt for stromatolites, rock structures that look similar to those created by microbial mats on Earth billions of years ago. But it will seek out other indicators of past life as well, including ones that could be unique to Mars. And this is actually a shot of it landing. So this was part of the landing procedure because this Perseverance weighs a ton. Like, no joke. I think more than a ton. I don't know exactly the weight of it. But actually, let's see. I bet it lists it here on Everyday Astronauts webpage. I don't know if it lists it here, how much it weighs. I don't know. I can't find it. But this thing weighs a lot. So they couldn't just drop it, you know. So they actually had to basically slowly lower it to the ground with this guy.
Wow.
I wonder if he had a name because he did a good service too.
He deserved a name.
Right? I kind
of... You know, if he doesn't have a name, you know what that reminds me of, Adam?
What?
When Chewie did not get a medal... In the very first Star Wars movie at the end, Chewie did not get a medal and Luke and Han got a medal. And I was very offended by that because Chewie performed a service as well. And he did not get a medal until the end of the last Star Wars movie, which that was the only redeeming part of that movie was that Chewie got his medal at the end.
Huh. That's a good point. Mm-hmm. He never got his medal.
He did it at the very end.
It took years. Of the new series?
Yeah, of like the new movies that came out that sucked. Mostly.
Right.
Yeah, at the very end, he got his medal.
Well, good for Chewie, I guess.
I don't even like Star Wars, and I didn't think they were good.
All right. Well, let's see. Our search is firmly based on what we see in early Earth rock record, but we will also open our minds to what signs of life might look like on another planet. That's true, because the gravity on Mars, since Mars is significantly smaller, it's about 30% gravity. So if you weigh 100 pounds on Earth, you'll only weigh 36 pounds on Mars. So you're supremely lighter. It's a significantly different environment. So if life did exist there, it would look a lot different because, you know, we're used to 1G. Life on this planet is at 1G. So it's interesting. So that's kind of what they're referring to there because it will be different. But if there is life there or was life there, I mean, I'm saying if, because who knows, maybe we'll find life. I don't know. Right. All right. So collecting samples, though Perseverance is tasked with finding evidence of past life on Mars, it does not have the capability to prove that life actually existed. Instead, the rover will use a powerful drill at the end of its hinged arm to bore into promising rocks and collect core samples, each about the size of a marker pen. Those samples will be sealed inside 43 metal tubes in the rover's belly. Perseverance will set aside samples it collects for retrieval by a fetch rover launching in 2026 under an elaborate plan still being worked out by NASA and the European Space Agency. The geologic treasure would arrive on Earth in the early 2030s. Scientists contend it's the only way to ascertain whether life flourished on a wet, watery Mars 3 billion to 4 billion years ago. NASA's science mission chief, Thomas Zurbuchen, considered it one of the hardest things ever done by humanity, and certainly in space science. This is really a big moment in our advancement towards understanding life, potential life. You know, we're moving into an incredible future. So
it's so impressive, and it just shows you what can happen when people actually focus on being productive with their lives instead of calling everyone a racist.
We're going to come back to that because I know it's on your mind, but I 100% agree with you.
No, but for real, like, do you think that they have critical race theory training? And like, no, of course they don't. It would distract from all of this stuff. It would make it impossible.
No lies detected. All right. So to make the claim that you have found signs of life on another planet requires the full capability of the terrestrial science community, says Matt Wallace, Perseverance Deputy Project Manager at JPL.
Scott Wellman in the chat says critical space theory.
Yeah, nice.
Sorry.
We can take maybe 100 pounds of instruments with us on the rover in a single laboratory on Earth. You can have a ton of equipment. Right. Now, this is actually a really cool thing that they've got. It's something called MOXIE, making oxygen. So Perseverance will also test new technologies that could be used to support eventual crewed missions to Mars. These include an instrument the size of a small microwave oven that's designed to make oxygen from the abundant carbon dioxide in the Martian atmosphere. The Mars Oxygen In-Situ Resource Utilization Experiment, or MOXIE, relies on a process called electrolysis that uses an electrical charge to drive a chemical reaction. Generating oxygen on Mars is necessary because it would be impractical for a crew to bring it from Earth, said Asad Abubakar, a systems engineer and member of the science team for MOXIE at JPL. If MOXIE works as expected, it will generate 6 to 10 grams of oxygen an hour. That's a small fraction of the 30 to 40 grams of oxygen per hour that NASA's budgets for each astronaut aboard the International Space Station. But Abubakar said the technology is fairly easy to scale up. Even more important, an instrument like MOXIE will likely be used to create the 30,000 kilograms of oxygen necessary to make the liquid propellant that would rocket future human explorers off Mars when they're ready to return to Earth. We know how to land hundreds of kilograms of the stuff on Mars. We don't know how to land 30,000 kilograms of stuff on... We know how to land hundreds of kilograms of stuff. We don't know how to land 30,000 kilograms of stuff on Mars. Right, because it's hard enough landing a rover that's a ton, you know, let alone 30,000 kilograms of stuff. So, and now this is one of my favorite things. I really am excited to see if this... I don't know if this has actually been tested. I was waiting on the live stream to see if it was going to work, but this is the helicopter. It's called Ingenuity. The Mars 2020 mission also include a 4-pound helicopter, nicknamed Ingenuity, that could be the first vehicle to fly on Mars. If it works, future iterations could be used to create higher resolution maps of the Martian surface and explore areas not suited for wheeled rovers. Because the Martian atmosphere is so thin, about 1% the density of Earth's atmosphere at its surface, scientists were not sure that flying on Mars was possible. And remember that the weight difference, so we're used to things flying at 1G, you know, so the weight and being able to lift. So they had to really create almost a new type of flying helicopter to be able to fly through the atmosphere of Mars and also deal with the lighter weight ratios. Anyway, from the beginning, there was a natural skepticism, says Mimi Ung, an engineer and project manager for Ingenuity at JPL. The question at first wasn't how, but if. Ung and her team determined that it is possible to fly in the thin Martian air if you have strong blades that can spin incredibly fast. So on Mars, Ingenuity's blades will make 2,400 revolutions per minute. The next challenge was designing a vehicle that had all the necessary sensors, computers, and heaters to function on Mars, yet was still light enough to become airborne. Just to get where we are now is already a significant milestone, Ung said. After landing on Mars, Perseverance will place Ingenuity on the surface, then drive to a safe distance. The helicopter will have 30 Martian days, or sols, to perform its experiments, including 5 planned test flights. The first flight will be modest, with the helicopter rising 10 feet, flying about 3 feet horizontally, then landing where it started. If everything goes well, subsequent flights will last longer, with the fifth one continuing for up to 90 seconds. We see this as a pathfinder that will pave the way for future missions, Ung said. It will be the basis for building much larger vehicles capable of much longer flights. Okay, just that alone, I mean, I am so hyped on that. Now, they didn't actually add that that Ingenuity rotary mini helicopter, I guess, has a high detailed color camera. So it's going to it's going to be taking really nice, clean, colored images from the sky of Mars. So I'm very excited about that.
That's so cool. I just saw a video from Mars. It was before all this the other day that was taken at night that showed what the night sky on Mars looked like. And it was just like, it was so ridiculous and so awe-inspiring. I just love this stuff so much. The universe is so big.
I didn't see that. Yeah,
I tweeted it out. It's so incredible. And it's so, like, you know, why one of the reasons I like thinking about the alien stuff and why things like Close Encounters of the Fifth Kind is so, you know, interesting to me is because that puts life in an entirely different perspective.
Yep.
When you see people and they talk about these experiences they've had connecting with, I mean, whether or not you believe it, but they certainly believe it with beings that are not from here, that like they see life in a totally different way. And when you see life like that, it's like all of the problems that we think are problems that we spend all our time complaining about on the internet, it makes them seem not so big, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And it makes me think of this post. I actually just found it real quick. Let's pop this back up. Each of us is a tiny being permitted to ride on the outermost skin of one of the smallest planets for a few dozen trips around the local star, Carl Sagan. I said more people need to face this fact because life is fleeting. It is short. We're only here for so long, you know. It's that, I mean, people ask like, how is it easy to be optimistic? It's like, I recognize that I'm alive, that I'm here. I'm coherent. I'm talking to you. I know that I'm sitting on a thin skin of a planet flying through space right now at like 60,000 kilometers a second. Some crazy number like that. I don't know. Maybe that's a little off, but it's similar. Like, we're moving through space. The sun is flying through space and we're spiraling around it in this beautiful dance through this empty space called the universe. And it's incredible to think about it. And it's a little sad on how many people say space is fake. Do you see this?
Oh my gosh, it drives me crazy. It's like, what are you doing? What? No, that's not right. No.
What are you doing? I know, that's the only thing I could think of.
Right. No, I mean, life is awesome. Like, there's so many, like, even when there's crap going on and nonsense, like, never let that stuff get you down. This is why I don't listen. Like, I'm very close to like blackpilling politically, not in terms of life, but in terms of like seeing possibility politically.
Yeah.
But even if you blackpill politically, don't blackpill on life, man. There's always like, live it to its fullest. There's so much that every one of us can do and experience, and it's nothing but possibilities. And I it makes me so sad when people hold themselves back from living the life that they want to over just nonsense. It's so unnecessary. True that.
Yep. Even chat's going, But it is fake. Like, look at this. This one, this is my last part of the
theorists.
I just want to say, shout out to The Onion for actually putting something out that made me laugh. Curiosity rover, by the way, it was the previous rover we put on Mars, frantically driving around Mars to make it look like it's been busy before the new spacecraft arrives. And then, of course, they had to put a Bernie on it. And they just got to do it. It's interesting because the Perseverance rover is almost identical in the shell of the Curiosity rover. It just has a lot more updated equipment. It's got a nuclear reactor power source instead of the Curiosity rover. So it's definitely an incredible upgrade. So it's really exciting. I'm really looking forward to seeing if that helicopter works, the Ingenuity. And shout out to the entire team. You guys did a fantastic job of not only landing something on Mars, but propelling something off of Earth, shooting it through space in a trajectory that we knew, because we didn't just go to Mars. They shot it to where they knew Mars was going to be, and they connected. And that, so I mean, it's just, man, humans are amazing. And
they're so creative. There's so much potential that we haven't unlocked yet. It's insane.
But humans can also be...
Yes.
Ridiculous. I'm just gonna pull this tweet of yours, Carlin.
Oh, okay.
This is I'm gonna read it. if you don't mind.
Do it. Do your this best is, impersonation.
This is no, I don't want to do impersonation. The Democrats in New Hampshire are lying about HB 544. It does not ban diversity training. It bans teaching that one race is superior to another. It bans teaching people that they are racist because of how they were born. Trainings that don't do that would still be allowed. Huh?
Is that a difficult concept for anyone to understand?
It's not.
No.
They're literally trying to make it legal to teach racism, to teach that there is a superiority complex that they believe. So they are literally the ones who believe that there's a race that's superior. That's ridiculous.
That's exactly correct, Adam. And in fact, they're not trying to make it legal. It's already legal. It's already legal to teach this. And so this is a bill, HB 544 is a bill specifically in New Hampshire that's been introduced in the House that would ban taxpayer money on a state level going to fund critical race theory in state agencies and in state contractors. It mirrors Trump's executive order and does it at a state level because Joe Biden rescinded it. Well, yay.
Nice. That sounds good.
In New Hampshire. And I'll tell you what, there is a chance that it could pass because New Hampshire is controlled entirely by Republicans. I'm going to come back to that one in a second.
Wait, Republicans? Wait, what? You said
Republicans?
I was expecting Democrats there. Wait.
No.
How?
No.
Huh?
So HB 544 would ban this teaching, right? So the Republicans, in theory, should like it.
Yeah.
In theory. The Democrats, of course, are not going to vote for it. They're very opposed. They say it's racist and sexist. And someone even said it was transphobic, even though it doesn't even mention trans people.
Right. Yeah. Because they can't stand this. The Democrats can't stand it. Right. Okay.
No, it is driving them insane. So
I've been watching your Twitter battles.
Well, there's one specific woman. Her name is Chris Schultz. She's a state representative from Concord. And she doesn't like me very much.
I saw that.
She doesn't like me very much. In fact, right before this show, Adam, she confessed live on Twitter that she is indeed a racist because she's a white lady. I'm not kidding.
Said it? No way.
She said, I asked her flat out if she was a racist, and she was like, unlike you, I can look myself in the mirror and do some self-reflection. I was like, bingo, confession, racist white lady.
So she admits that she thinks she's superior because she's white? Because that's what it means.
Yes.
But I like, what? That's ridiculous.
Exactly. I mean, literally.
Nobody is superior. No. Nobody. Literally nobody. I don't care who you are, what your skin color is, what your gender is. Nobody is superior to anyone else. No. Period.
Exactly. And this bill, literally, Adam, the bill is 3 pages long. First of all, no one has read
bill.
It on the Democratic side. Like, this is a perfectly readable bill. And one of the very first lines says that this bill bans teaching people that one race is superior to another race. Like, this is a good thing to ban. We should not be teaching racism. Are the Democrats in favor of it? Of course not. Why? Because they're all racist.
It's the only explanation.
I mean, like, why wouldn't you support this? It just makes no sense.
It's just so, like... What?
Let me share this one. So today we had the committee hearing that's vetting this bill, heard testimony both in favor and against. And guys, this was live streamed on the internet. So you can go and watch the 3 hours of testimony that I sat through, including my testimony. I got muted twice during my testimony because I directly called out the state representative for saying racist crap on Twitter.
Yeah.
But James Lindsay testified, Chris Rufo testified, Gabrielle Clark, who is the mother in Nevada, who is suing her son's school over this nonsense, testified.
Nice.
But one of the testimonies really got my attention. And you know what she said? This was a woman who was opposed to the bill. She said that white people are not harmed when they're called racists.
What?
And that's why we should not ban this training, because white people are not harmed when they're called racist. I swear to God, this was actual testimony.
Wait. Okay, well, wait. Is it because they, I mean, like, yeah, I don't know if you noticed, I am technically white.
All
right.
You are white.
I also preach that sticks and stones don't hurt me. Like, I don't care what anyone says about me. So, like, you can call me what you want. Like, I don't care. Oh. I know who I am. I'm happy being me. I'm fine over here. You know, it's like we need more of that in this society.
Well, you know, it's funny.
Is that what they mean? Well, but I know people of all races that feel that way. So I think that's a ridiculous argument.
No, that's not what they mean. They mean that white people need to confront their inherent racism. And that's why they should accept being called a racist. And you know, what's funny is that during the live hearing, this woman actually called James Lindsay an anti-Semite during the hearing.
What?
And I swear she smeared
him.
Did
she get muted also?
No, she did not get muted.
Well, why not? Why didn't she get muted?
I think she actually might have. I might be having that. I might remember that incorrectly.
Well, I hope so.
Yeah, but she smeared James Lindsay up and down, called him an anti-Semite. Now, of course, James doesn't really care and pushes right back. So
yes, he did that.
But it was funny, though, because there were other progressives. So we were fighting on Twitter, or I was fighting on Twitter for the better part of the afternoon. And so this one
for
woman...
days now. Oh, I'm sorry. For days, you've been going at it against these people.
Listen, man.
Props, by the way. Props.
This is important. And people in New Hampshire need to actually know what this bill does, because they're being lied to by these racist white people. So I have appointed myself as the defender of, like, actual anti-racism in the state of New Hampshire. Sure. I'm gonna school people in the New Hampshire politics hashtag to the very best of my abilities. But you know what? Happened?
You are.
Oh,
let me just
this guy right here. Let's bring him
this
up.
This guy. Well, you can't really see it. Let me open this in a new.
This guy is the fucking former chair of the New Hampshire Commission for Human Rights that is advocating for teaching racism in New Hampshire.
Okay, let me zoom in on this so you guys can see this. All right. Dr. Carlin, I've never met you, but the fact that your first communication with me is an ad hominem attack. Wait a minute. Hold on. I don't think you know what that word means, Paul.
Wrong.
Let's go. Wait, what did you say here? Hi, Phillips. Why do you support state agencies teaching people that one race is superior to another race? Significant, because basically that's the truth, right? HB 544 bans that.
It Good. Does. Literally.
Why do you support state contractors teaching that people are racist because of how they are born? That is ridiculous, and that bans that. So, legitimate questions. I see no ad hominems. And he goes, an ad hominem attack on my character rather than a response to my substantive criticisms of the bill. Wait, but this is you asking about his criticisms. Like, okay, I just want to say ad hominem, attacking a person's character or motivations rather than a position or argument. You are literally calling out his position.
Yes.
Here. That's what you're doing.
I am. I didn't even call him a racist. I restrained myself from calling him a racist, even though he obviously is. But I mean, people can't even answer these questions. Adam, a fucking school board member. And I said freaking. I did not swear just then.
Good
I
for
said
you.
Freaking.
Good for you.
School board member in Concord, New Hampshire testified in opposition to this bill. So I tweeted at him and I was like, do you support teaching children that they are racist because they are white? Did he answer with a direct no, I do not support that? Of course not.
Of course not.
Because this is what these people advocate for. And this is why it's so important to ban this stuff on a state level.
Yep. And what about that one woman that I'm literally shaking right now. I'm so upset. She deleted or she protected her tweets, so you can't even see them anymore. But I know that you were on with her. What did she say?
This woman for hours was smearing James Lindsay and I on Twitter, lying up a storm. And so, of course, I was retweeting her and push. And I didn't even retweet her that much, but I think James Lindsay might have. But then she gets into the testimony queue, like towards the end of the hearing, and she talked about how people on Twitter sent hordes of white supremacists to attack her, and she's getting all these threats. Now, did she post any of the threats that she was getting? Of course not, because she lied. She lied during the committee hearing. Provably, because it all happened in her timeline on Twitter.
Goodness sakes, these people just don't care about the truth.
They don't.
They just care about spitting out the narrative that gets everyone's blood boiling. Mm-hmm. And man, when did that start? In fact, I have a wonderful graph that shows something I want you to look at. Look at this. So let me just go. How the media led the great racial awakening. All right. So this is from Tablet Mag, but it's interesting because if you look here, all right, racist/racism keywords, all right, this is the amount of times it was used throughout the years, all right, look at this, a big huge jump right around 2008. What happened in 2008? Something significant changed. Oh. And then again in 2012, there was a significant increase at around 2013. What changed? What would you think? What's the first thing off the top of your head?
I think, well, the recession happened, but also Occupy Wall Street happened, and they wanted to distract. They wanted to prevent the populace from coming together and fighting the enemy. And so they started distracting by writing all these racist articles to convince the left that they're racist and create that problem instead. I think that's what happened. Do I get a
Introduce
prize?
Introduce them to identity politics.
We have to distract them from fighting us by getting them to fight each other.
We must use the National Defense Authority Act.
That's mm-hmm. right. I don't even know if you know what that is, but here it is. The National Defense Authorization Act for the fiscal year of 2013. Oh, national defense. That sounds good. We need a national defense. Oh, but what's this here? The Smith-Modernization Act of 2012. What is that? Didn't that bill get turned down a year before?
It did. Wait,
so they snuck it into this? Now, I've reported on this multiple times. I've had a couple segments on this exact act. But when we're talking about racism and systemic racism and the talk of racism and the rise of identity politics, which is them, it's not us against them anymore. It's us versus us and them laughing. Right? Introduce them to identity politics. Well, Occupy Wall Street 2.0 is back. All right. It's happening. But what this says, all right, I'm not going to read it because I've done this over and over and over again, but I am going to bring this chart back up while I explain it. Okay. It allows, so propaganda is always a big thing, right? Think about the Cold War, World War II. The other countries read our newspapers and see, you know, communication. Once it became global, we had to monitor what we sent out to other countries. All right. And it was legal to send propaganda out to other countries. All right. So in 2013, that Smith-Modernization Act made it so they didn't have to worry about just making things, you know, the propaganda go outwards. They just, you know what? We're just going to let all things be propaganda. Like, who cares? It doesn't matter anymore. The American citizens don't really need to know the truth. We're just going to make it legal to shove down their throats whatever we want. All right. Now, obviously, that's not the exact wording that they chose. And I'm essentially, you know, coming up with my own way of saying it. But that's what it is. All right. They're making it so they can tell us whatever they want and it's legal. They can legally tell us whatever they want and say it's news and say this is the way it is. And what happened in 2013? Look at the skyrocketing amount of fake BS that they were shoving down everyone's throats. Look at this one at the top. What's that? Oh, Washington Post. That's pretty interesting.
Oh, look at that.
What do I know that just happened recently with the Washington Post? Well, go ahead. What were you going to say?
No, go ahead. What just happened recently with the Washington Post?
Have you read? I don't know if you know. They wrote a hit piece on me.
Oh, did they, Adam? Did they?
Tim Pool came out strong in my defense. Washington Post just straight made up a story about Adam Krigler. That's me. Mm-hmm. Adam started his show well after the pandemic started and as co-host on Timcast IRL, talked politics basically every day. WAPO literally made this up. They did. They literally made up stories about me. Look at this. Adam Krigler used to feed his YouTube following a politics-free diet of chatter about aliens, movies, skateboarding, and video games. Then came the pandemic. Now he devotes much of his talk show to his assertion that mask mandates are an assault on personal freedom. I have never said that once. No. And that Democrats somehow stole the 2020 election from Donald Trump, result a much bigger audience. What? My audience stagnated months before the election even took place. Mm-hmm. Actually, it was about the right before the election that I hit a plateau and stayed at the same for like 4 months. I've only just gained a new following after the election's finally over. Seriously, once the election ended, then I started seeing growth again. But like, I didn't have a growth because the Democrats somehow stole, even though the Time magazine basically came out saying that they fortified the election by altering rules and changing laws. And I mean, they came out and admitted it.
That doesn't matter. I mean, when I saw this, I laughed out loud because I knew you were going to do this interview with the Washington Post. And we all knew what was going to happen. We all knew that they were going to lie about you because that's all they know how to do. And this is just, isn't it though? Like, I think that a lot of people can understand conceptually that the media lies. But when you have a hit piece written about you and you know that it is just completely false, isn't it a whole different experience?
You see this right here? See this? This is my badge of honor.
Yes.
That's a badge. You can't see it. It's obviously I imagined it. But
I can see it.
You can see it, right?
Yes, I can see it.
I wear that proudly because I know who I am. The people that show up for my show know who I am. Anyone who's actually watched my show at all knows that I'm not some extremist. The article was about how people are becoming extreme online. I'm like, you think I have something to do with people being extreme? If anything, I'm like talking people down from the ledge and down from doing things that are extreme. I don't like violence. I talk about it all the time. I don't like racism. I talk about it all the time. I'm sick of talking about it. Morgan Freeman says, how do we defeat racism? Well, you stop calling me a black man, stop, you know, and I'll stop calling you a white man. It's like, there isn't a White History Month. Like, why does Black History Month? That's Morgan Freeman who said that. Mm-hmm. Boss, based. Like, he's right, though. We stop talking about it. We stop teaching that people are morally superior because of their skin color. That is racism. This bill, HB 544, is exactly what we need. Yeah,
it is exactly what we need. But I'm worried. I got to tell you, I'm worried about the will of the Republicans in New Hampshire to pass it, because if they want to pass it, they could. And I'll tell you, and we wouldn't even need to go through any of this. I mean, to be honest, if all of the Republicans just voted for it, it would already be passed. But we cannot lose a single Republican for this, because although the Republicans do have the majority in New Hampshire, it is like a slim majority. It is not a big one. And so that's really what I'm worried about right now. Someone asked me earlier today, like, what are the chances of it passing? I mean, they like 50-50, we'll see. But it, like, it depends entirely on the willpower of the Republicans. And I'll tell you what, Adam, a lot of them still do not understand this. They don't. And so when they hear testimony, as a lot of people came on and testified today, I've had racism happen to me in New Hampshire. Well, that might be true, but that is completely different from what this bill is. And I don't want to discount any of those experiences, because no one should be called names because of the color of their skin.
Agreed.
But that is exactly the point. That is exactly the point.
Yep. Man, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Well, and it's three pages. What bills are three pages now? They're thousands of pages long. That last one was like 5,500 pages or something. It's ridiculous.
It's
this
so
one's
easy
three pages and you can't read it. Like, what? Come on, read it.
It is very clear what this bill includes and what it does not include. And they're just running around lying, but they're like, it's going to eliminate all diversity training. No, it doesn't.
Yeah.
Don't do the training where you tell people that they are racist for being born white.
Yeah. You don't tell like a 2-year-old. A white 2-year-old, well, you're racist. Say you're sorry to all the other races in your class.
Do. Like, remember,
what? 2-year-old. What?
Well, remember after George Floyd died, there was this viral photo of a mother with like a 4-year-old girl who had to like hold up a sign saying she was a racist and kneel down. This went very viral. And I was like, I just pray that that child doesn't actually know what she's doing and is just being like, it's like a performance that her mother made her do to virtue signal, because that is incredibly harmful to people. When
That's
you're
ridiculous.
That young, please.
I mean, I know people personally that, you know, made their, you know, I don't know, they're like 6 and 8 year olds, like march around with Black Lives Matter shirts with signs. And it's like, and admit that they're, because they're white, that they're, you know, at fault. It's like, but they're 6 and 8. Like, what?
Yeah.
I've hung out with them. They have friends of all colors. Like, what? Why are you now training them that? See, this is the problem. They are basically training these people that they're believing now that they're superior. Now, like, okay, well, if that's the case, then I'm sorry for that. It's like, but they're the ones convincing them that they are superior. So they're creating racism. on yes. both sides. They're That's convincing exactly this right. side that these people are racist. They're convincing these people that they're racist, that they need to apologize. So as soon as they apologize, they're basically admitting that they're racist. Like, what? What is yep. this world going to? This is insanity.
Listen, some of the data that exists around doing this type of training in organizations, because my contention is, like, even let's even just set the subject matter aside. Mm-hmm. I live in New Hampshire. I pay taxes in New Hampshire. I don't want my taxes going to fund stuff that does not work. And
good point.
All of the literature that we have around this type of training in organizations tells us it does not work. In fact, what it says is that it makes bias. It actually brings out biases. It confirms racial stereotypes. It doesn't lessen them. It increases them. So why would we be spending our money on this? It just makes no sense.
I don't know. It doesn't make any sense. I agree.
So,
and I mean, this article, I don't even know if I want to read it, but I'm going to, because it's kind of similar. Well, it just, this is the fact that people are having these kind of conversations and studying this and somehow are showing this. My goodness. All right, I'm going to read this. LGBT people of color, 2 times more likely than straight white people to get COVID-19. Like, wait a minute, what
the heck?
I'm sorry, what? So they're not only are they teaching this stuff that white people are somehow superior, which makes no sense. Everybody is the same. We're all human beings. The fact that they're doing that is ridiculous. But then they're doing stuff like this, which is just trying to reiterate and just like slam it home. Like, if you're a white heterosexual person, then you don't have to worry about COVID as much. Like, what? Look at this. The study assessed the impact of the fall 2020 surge of COVID in the United States using data collected from 12,000 adult participants between August 21st and December 21st, 2020. The study's main finding is that the impact of the pandemic on LGBT community cannot be fully understood without considering race and ethnicity, as well as sexual orientation and gender identity. I legitimately have a headache right now. Like, it just like washed over me. Like, I have a headache.
Adam, I have been listening to this nonsense all day. It is maddening, and this is why people don't fight this. You lose your stamina after a while. Like, James Lindsay looks like he's about to fall over. He's been fighting this so hard for so long, and I feel for the guy. I do. Like, I'm starting to go insane. I played the clip of the woman saying that white people aren't harmed when they're racist for my husband earlier, and I had a little meltdown. I was like, I don't know how much more of this I can take, but... Here's a point I want to make, though, that I want everyone to consider.
I'm going to find that. Hold on.
Oh, I just tweeted it not too
long ago. 20 seconds? Okay, hold on. I just found it.
So I want to make a point, though. Like, the people that believe this ideology are just as much a victim as like everyone else, because this has been something that has been fed to them by the media. Now, should they use their critical thinking skills? Yes, but they have been fed this by sources that they trust since, what was it, 2010?
Yep.
It's been over and over and over again. And so on some level, I do actually have compassion and sympathy for people like the crazy racist state representative who's been going after me on Twitter all day. Like, I do actually have sympathy for them, because I'm sorry, like, she's dumb. She's dumb. She's
or
not
brainwashed.
And like, she got brainwashed. And it's like,
I think that's more the case. That, like, calling her dumb, that may not, no, that may or may not be true.
No, it's definitely true. But she definitely also was brainwashed. I told you I was spicy tonight.
But there's a line between being spicy and being mean/rude. Like,
no,
you don't have to go there. You know, you don't know. You don't know if she is. I think she's brainwashed. I think that's way more accurate as far as, like.
Well, I'll go with that. I won't argue that point.
From someone standing over here looking at the situation, I'd much prefer calling out what it is. So.
Fair enough. We will go down that road. She is brainwashed by this ideology. And it's sad that she thinks she's a racist, because I'm sure she's not. I'm sure she genuinely does care about people and you know, just wants people to be treated fairly. And she's just, this is the way what she's been convinced into. And it's sad.
Oh, it is indeed. Let's check out this clip that you posted.
So you know what you need to do? You need to, like, when you select the share screen tab, you need to make sure to turn the audio on.
Is it not audio?
No, I can't hear the audio.
Okay, good to know.
Maybe other people can.
Let me see. How do I?
There's a little clicky button that says share audio in the
share
in the
screen.
Chromecast.
Share audio. There it is. Okay.
Boom. Gotcha.
Thank you. Thank you. All right. Now you guys can hear the audio. Look at Chris. This is the girl that you've been fighting at. She's like, yeah, totally nailed it. Like, no, she didn't nail it.
But then the other guy, virtue signaling.
Go ahead.
The other guy who's a Republican, he like rolled. He was like, what?
He did. Look at his face. Hold on, bring this back. Look at his face. He's just like, oh my God, these white liberals are freaking crazy. It's like, you know, that's what he's thinking because they are crazy, man. Like this. There is some sort of brainwashed that they are just because they, I think it's because they lack something, purpose. We need purpose. And guess what they found? They found purpose. Happens to be virtue signaling. And it's kind of brainwashy and gross because their purpose is totally skewed way off from the truth. But I mean, that's the only thing that makes sense.
Well, and this is why I said when we were looking at all the Mars stuff, like this never would have happened if they had done critical race theory training in there and they were focused on that, because that, like, when you do that stuff, it creates so much interpersonal conflict and it distracts from your purpose. It distracts from what you should be focusing your energy on. If you want a fulfilling life, you need to do something. It doesn't need to be a big thing. It doesn't need to be sending a ship to Mars, but you need to have some sort of purpose that you're focusing your energy on. And that's going to make things much more fulfilling. And if it's a challenging goal, like going into space, all the better, because at least you're not going to be distracted with dumb things that only tear people down.
Okay. A chat is saying they didn't hear it. I'm gonna turn it up because it was halfway down. They said it was too low. Okay, hold on.
Are you sure you checked off the checky box?
I did. I checked off the checky box. Yeah.
Okay.
That's right. We are not harmed by being called racist. My goodness.
Oh. Well, if people,
she's ridiculous.
I turned it up. And she was just an average person that like signed up to testify. And she's, I mean, that's crazy. So if people still couldn't hear the audio, it is on my Twitter, Dr. Carlin B. So we're there. Ah, right there. You can go.
Oh, that's annoying. I clicked share audio.
I know.
There's no actual clicky spot or no box to pick on application. I'm going to try it one more time because I need you guys to hear this. Louder. Okay, so people did hear it. All right, let me just do it a different way. This is careful. And now there's a pro tip. Careful sharing screen audio if you have a guest.
Ooh.
They will hear themselves. All right, fair warning. You can hear yourself, Carlin. But I want everyone to hear this because if you didn't hear it, hopefully it'll work this time.
As white people, we are not harmed by being called racist. In contrast, people who are not white are harmed when we don't name, examine, and work to deconstruct racism in our society.
Look, she claps. She's like, good for you. We're virtue signaling partners. We're doing so well as white people that she admitted she's racist. You said that this woman, Chris, admitted she's racist.
Yes.
Goodness sakes. All right. Well, I am so over this. And Carlin, I know you need a break from it. Let's move on, shall we?
Move on.
Let's move on. I'm going to switch to back to you guys don't need to hear my desktop anymore. All right. So I want to switch to a new segment. Hopefully you guys were able to hear it. Okay, you guys definitely can hear it. Audio worked that time. All right, nice. And chat is going nuts.
I told you.
Oh my goodness, it's insane.
I sat on this for 3 hours today. I'm gonna be drinking a stiff drink after this.
Who says that? I straight up feel like I need to take a swig. I got this dope little what is this? Stanley little flask for Christmas. Tiffany, who was on my show, we did the Federalist Papers deep dive. She She gave it to me for Christmas. It was very nice of her. Fancy. And so I want to move on. Let's move forward to lighter subjects. Well, I mean, I say lighter because it's better than what we were just talking about. But this is about Gina Carano and some interesting stuff. So do you know what happened? What's going on with Gina?
She got fired from Disney Plus and everyone had to cancel their membership. And I canceled mine too, not because I watched that show, but I was doing it in solidarity to be a good ally.
Nice.
And people were really mad. And then she got a movie deal with Daily Wire.
Yes, she did. Oh, it gets so much better.
Ooh.
Okay. No, I have a couple different articles that I'm about to bring up. All right. First one is interesting. It's basically a hit piece. All right. Gina Carano was fired for being a bad employee, okay. Not her politics. Okay. Now, I've read this article. And now I'm not going to give it the justification of reading it to you right now. I'm going to sum it up for you.
Excellent.
Gina Carano was posting terrible things on the interwebs, and we didn't agree with those politics of what she was posting. So we told her to stop. Now, this goes back some time to when she was making fun of people with pronouns in their bio and making fun of people who wore masks and yelled at other people for masks, and then continued all the way up to, you know, her saying we need transparency in our elections because this is BS. I happen to agree with her there for sure. Mm-hmm. And then to the final nail in the coffin where she said, look at the hate of people that is, you know, they're causing us to hate. And look what happened to the lead up to World War II. It's awfully similar, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Makes you think about it. Boom, canned. This article literally says she was a bad employee because she didn't listen to Disney when they said, hey, stop that. Stop speaking like that. Stop acting out like this. We don't like the way that the communities, the small sliver of the community that screams the loudest, obviously. We don't like the way that they're reacting to the way you're speaking. Well, she had freedom of speech last time I checked. They basically, this article literally tells you that she was fired for her politics, but it was her politics that made her a bad employee. So I'm just going to, like, just look at the way it was worded. Gina Carano was fired for being a bad employee, not her politics. And it's just ridiculous. Through the article, you're like, wait a minute, but this is her politics. She was talking about her politics in the tweets that they were saying she was being a bad employee for not listening and succumbing to their authoritarian measures of stop posting like that. Stop acting like some person with independent thought and making other people critically think and not listen to the narrative. That's what happened to her.
Of course. Of course, that's ridiculous. That's what happens all the time. I'll tell you what, Adam, I had to listen. I'm going to go back just one moment to the hearing.
Go ahead.
Like all day today, people were talking about how this bill is against free speech and you're taking away people's right to free speech. So they're very much in favor of free speech when it aligns with what they want. But when it doesn't, they're like, no free speech for you.
Right. But what is it free speech when you're teaching a child that they're racist? You're racist because you're white. It's like, what? No, you don't teach them. You say everyone is the same. All humans have to work really hard to survive in this life. And, you know, it's like, that's what you teach. You teach people that we're equal. That's what you need to be focusing on. Not that you're not equal and you're superior to them and you should be sorry for that. And I was like, how is that? What are you trying to do? Are you trying to convince these kids that they are superior or that what is the end game? What are they trying to do? They're not solving anything. They are literally just making it worse. Anyway, I want to stick onto this whole thing because this is embarrassing. It turns out Gina didn't even know she was fired until we found out.
That's crazy.
Gina Carano, found out she was fired from The Mandalorian via social media. What? They didn't even have the balls to go up and say to her, you're fired. Sorry, you're let go.
It doesn't surprise me at all because I've seen this happen at woke companies over and over and over again where they fire employees via media, like email, because they don't want to have the conversation with them directly. So this does not surprise me in any way, shape, or form.
It's embarrassing. Embarrassing. Look, it was she recently told a writer, Barry Weiss, that she'd found out she'd been fired from the popular Disney Plus series Mandalorian the same way many other did, via social media. It was from her Common Sense newsletter that she was talking to Carano. Let's see. She put her at odds with Disney. She was cut from the sci-fi show Wednesday following the Instagram post that she seemingly compared being a Republican. She didn't say Republican at all, to the experience that the Jews faced in the Nazi Germany. So, I mean, I've gone over as to the why, but the fact that she didn't even know, how embarrassing is that? It's just ridiculous.
Well, shows you this is the MO of these people. They make really bad decisions. They don't think about the consequences in the bigger picture. Now, do you have any sense of how many like subscriptions Disney Plus lost in this? Because I think it was a lot.
Tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, I think. I think they lost like 400,000. I've been following Jeremy from The Quartering. He's been doing a fantastic job of really staying up to date with it. And that's where I actually learned about this final article that I'm going to read. But before I do that, I want to just say, look at this. So Disney has basically come out and said they are not going to recast Cara Dune's character, which is who Gina played on The Mandalorian, which good, because Gina Carano was Cara Dune. Like, you can't replace her character. She made that character. You know, it's like you just can't do it. I actually almost missed the little, she had the little rebel. I think it's the rebel symbol on our cheek.
I don't know. Anyway, I didn't watch the show.
I really liked it. But this is what I found really awesome. So I learned this from Jeremy today. Now, this is her IMDb page. Now, at first glance, it just kind of looks normal, you know? But if you look a little closer, you see this little one here?
Yes.
Gina Carano is officially the highest star meter, like the most famous actress actor of all time right now. Today she has reached the peak. After she got fired, she has skyrocketed to number one on the most popular actress actor. It doesn't matter, like, gender aside, she's on top. She's sitting on top, number one. She is the most famous actor right now. Good for you, Gina.
A woman on top. Who would have thunk it with all our inherent misogyny and patriarchy?
After she got fired.
Good for her.
For being a strong, independent woman.
You know what? Listen, what? I really hope that this whole thing, maybe cancel culture is turning a corner, because it's like when you get canceled, people will come to your rescue, man. It's really not as bad as people think it is. I've been canceled like 3 times. It does. I'm not going to lie. It sucks a little bit. But once you get used to it and you learn how to roll with it, it's not that bad. She turned a lemon into lemonade. Good for Gina Carano.
Yep, indeed. Gina Carano, congratulations on reaching number one. I can't wait to watch your movie. I'm looking forward to it. And I found out that she followed me actually like a few weeks ago before she even got fired.
Really?
I was like, I'm totally fanboy because I think
slide into her DMs. Oh my
she's
God.
A badass. I did send her a DM just saying, hey, it's a shame of what's going on with what's happening, because this is before she got fired. I was like, even the fact that they're trying to get you fired is bullshit. Excuse my language. I had to say it because it absolutely is. And if you would ever want to, you know, come on my show and talk about it, you're my mic is yours. So, because I would love to have her on the show. That'd be awesome. Because I respect someone who, even now that I found out that Disney told her to stop, Gina, stop posting these things. And she goes, and she doubled down. She's like, no, I'm gonna post what I believe. It's a free speech. You should be able to post what you believe. Look, if you don't like what she's saying, just block her so you don't have to see it.
Exactly.
Said,
exactly.
Blocking is not canceling somebody. So two totally different things.
And listen, man, on the Daily Wire, she's going to be able to do like what she wants to do. And I'm going to say, like, the Daily Wire's first movie is really good. I
heard that it's good.
Adam, I got to tell you, like, I watched it because there were like no new movies out because there haven't been in forever. And it was such a relief to watch something that wasn't woke. It was just a really good story. And it really made me think about all these other movies that I thought like weren't really woke. When you compared it to the Daily Wire's movie, it's night and day. And it was so refreshing.
I gotta watch that. I haven't seen it yet, but I'm definitely like signing up.
Really,
I'm signing
good.
Up. They're bringing Gina Carano on. I mean, she's the number one actor on the planet right now. She's hot right now, you know. So I'm excited about it. Anyway, good for you, Gina. I'm really proud of you and happy for you. All right, let's get into the super chats. Hydro says the Voyager 2 probe, which left Earth in 1977, has become the second human man-made object to leave our solar system. Dope. After Voyager 1. That's very cool. I didn't even think about that. But did it that just happen, or didn't that happen a while back? I'm not sure. Mark G says the sound we hear from Mars is ack ack. I don't know when Mars attacks. Anyway.
Yeah.
Blackwell Disco says the lost city of Atlantis was on Mars. Change my mind. I'm going to need some proof of that.
Fact check,
Blackwell.
Wrong.
Fact check, not proven. We'll go with that. Not proven. Mavis says, anyone have a link to the absurd article calling space exploration racist, or are they still working on it? Yes, they're still working on it. Space exploration is white supremacist. Just look at all the captains on the different Star Treks.
There are no astronauts of color, Adam. They're all white. There's no astronauts of color. No, doesn't count.
Deep Space? What?
Doesn't count.
What, because it was a space station, not a spaceship?
I don't know. It won't count for some reason. it's like when Republicans do something first, like have the first openly gay cabinet member. It never counts.
So stupid. Approved by Congress.
He was approved by Congress when he was appointed ambassador to Germany. They're lying.
It's all about whatever narrative they want to push forward.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. In fact, hold on. I'm gonna bring this up because it's. I just want to. It's this article I just read today. I retweeted it. Who is it by? Yeah, Jesse Kelly. You know Jesse Kelly?
I know Jesse Kelly, yep.
So I wrote this article. It's called The First Step Towards Writing America is Refusing to Believe the Left. And it's obviously it's biased, but he makes a really good point about how, what do you know about the Great Wall of China?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know if that you can see it from space?
Yes.
Okay, that's actually false. You cannot see it from space. That's a lie.
I believed fake news.
But it's a narrative that everyone has. It's become fact in most people's minds. Like, oh, yeah. Great Wall of China. You could see it from space. That's not true. You cannot. And I was like, oh, dang. Like, I believed it for a long time, you know. And then he goes into saying, like, it's the narrative that's pushed forward that you tend to believe it. And I was like, wow, like, that's pretty crazy.
It's like the Very Fine People hoax.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So he wrote, and there was a quote that I pulled from it. And he said, we must be the adults who stand soberly by while the whole world shrieks and panics about something. And I was just like, man, that sentence really rings true because that's what it feels like. We can't stoop to their level because they're reeing and screeching. But it's like, those aren't the people that move society forward. I mean, capitalism has shoved society way forward into the future that we wouldn't have been here without it. I mean, it that's just...
Well, you know what I learned today in the hearing, though, Adam?
Oh, goodness, what?
Someone testified that capitalism is racist.
Are you serious?
I am 100% serious.
What?
Racist.
How? Did they explain it?
No, they don't have to.
They don't have to. I mean, that is just... My goodness, I that's ridiculous. All right, well, that's hilarious.
You're welcome.
My goodness, yeah, thanks. Chioma, what's good? Good to see you. Y'all need to watch The Expanse on Amazon or read the books. Book club, anyone? I liked The Expanse. Things to say?
Well, no, Victor keeps trying to get me to watch this show. He says, because I like Battlestar Galactica. That's like one of my favorite
shows.
Good
show. He's like, good show.
If you like Battlestar Galactica, you'll like The Expanse. But I tried watching it originally and I didn't like it. And so I
not the same show. No. I've seen them both. All right. I've seen them both. Has he seen Battlestar Galactica?
Yes.
Okay. I really liked Battlestar Galactica. It is slow at some points, but I really liked it. It was really well made. And The Expanse started really high, like way up here, and it didn't like go down, but it went like down a little bit and then down a little bit and then down a little bit. And it's like, it's still pretty high, but I don't know. There's something that lost me from the first two seasons to the next couple seasons. It's just like, yeah, someone in chat just said Expanse died. The last four episodes died. Yeah, well, I mean, it was something about season three, near somewhere in the middle of season three, something changed where I was just like, I don't really care about The Expanse anymore. Like, what? Why don't I? I was really into it. I thought it was an awesome show. And I don't know. It kind of died on me.
I might have to have a Battlestar Galactica marathon now, though. I'm not going to lie.
That's a good show.
It's a good show.
It really is a good show. Mm-hmm. Kasperia says, Moxie, a precursor for potential terraforming? Yes, actually. Mm-hmm. Definitely. If we're able to take carbon dioxide and transfer it into oxygen, then we and they said that it's very easily scale upable. Like, we can make massive amounts of oxygen. That's fuel, that's us breathing. The implications are huge. Even bringing it here and using that technology here, there's a project in Canada that's actually trying to put these big huge fans that suck in CO2 and pump out oxygen. And that's interesting. It's like artificial trees, essentially. So who knows?
Adam, someone in the chat said there's a Battlestar Galactica reboot. Is that true? Because they're going to ruin it if they do a reboot. They're going to ruin it.
I really hope not.
Oh, that would make me so really mad.
Although technically that was a reboot. So,
well, it was, but it was really good. And if it was done now, they'd ruin it.
God damn. Well, Daily Wire, if they did it, right?
Well, if Daily Wire did it, I would trust it, but you don't mess with perfection. This is like why there should not be a Princess Bride remake. Like, that would be a bad idea.
Yep. American Savage says, breaking news, President Potato claimed success with first Mars landing, says Mars didn't exist before his erection. All right.
Touché.
Christos says, trying to get attention about proposed whistleblower support org, had idea for a while and am acquiring a brand, want to partner with you, DM'd Ian on Instagram. Send me an email, adamcastirl@gmail.com. Chioma again says, I can't wait to see the photo. Also, hands up to the ladies. There were so many women involved in the Perseverance Rover project. So proud. And FOMO. Yeah, I mean, it's just proven. It's like, they, you know, anyone can get the job done. It's the people that should be there and that deserve to be there that get the job done. Like, they landed it and it's incredible. Like, yeah, there was a lot of women. I really didn't even notice. I was kind of, you know, focused on the rocket and, you know, the landing itself. But it's cool to know. Austin says, just recently sent emails to my reps in New Hampshire about gun control. Me thinks I need to send another email tonight.
Yes.
I see you clapping.
Yes. You need to email every Republican on the Executive Administration Committee. I've posted the list on my Twitter. Email them. Let them know you support HB 544. It's really, really important. We need to pressure all the Republicans to do the right thing.
Agreed. Friendly Neighborhood Sawyer says, saw Encounters of the Fifth Kind. You believe the meditation? Have you seen it?
Yeah, and I've done meditation.
Oh, you told me to watch it.
I know. I did.
Yeah, I've seen it, and it's very interesting. I haven't done the meditation yet, but it's interesting stuff. Fenfen said, some people are superior, not for who they are, but for what they do.
Yes.
That, I mean, exactly. There's nothing, and nothing in that has anything to do with their race or their gender. It's about what they do. Case in point, what Chioma just said about the women who were involved in the Perseverance rover. It's like, granted, you said it's the women, but it's really they are humans that earned their keep, proving that anyone can earn their keep. And that's really what it should be about, what they do, you know? Byron Banks says, quoting a user from Adam's Discord today, you are the female Ben Shapiro.
Oh, no.
You talk fast as poop and have an annoying voice, but you make good points.
Well, I'll take that last one. I can't control my voice, man. Like, what do you want me to do?
No, don't ever change, Carlin. I mean, and people, I've seen people go like, man, why do you have her on your show? Because she's freaking spicy, and I like spicy. And I like people that tell it as it is. Like, that is commendable. Carlin, I love having you on my show. I don't care about what anyone says.
I love being on your show. Thank you.
Keith Porter says, not talking S, but the backup cam on my truck is colored. Oh, okay. And random. Thanks for letting me know. Oz Vander says, whether underground terrorist group became university teachers slash deans, infiltrated politics, and put their guy Obama in power, whether underground equals Antifa. Jeez, I'd have to look into that. Let's see. Hydro says, as long as we have people like Robin DiAngelo, who wrote White Fragility, whites will be the catalyst that that ruin themselves.
Ain't it the truth?
Yeah, yeah. Robert Wilde says, I did something I never said I would do. I made a GoFundMe. I need help to get dental work done. It's hard for me to ask for help. I can post in local info. Robert Wiles, I hope you get the help that you need. Plumber, thank you for that becoming a member. Bing, 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 bing. I'm not going to read your whole name because it's kind of brutal. but thank you. Thank you for becoming a member. I do appreciate that. I'll tell you the name after the show if you want.
Okay.
It's pretty... I'm not going to say it, though. Hydro says, we have Simone Sanders, who is senior advisor and chief spokesperson to the Vice President Biden, and this country are doomed. She hates white men. Goodness sakes. Do you know who Simone Sanders is? I don't even know who that is.
Yeah, she's like Kamala Harris's. She worked on the Bernie campaign, and then now she works for Kamala Harris. So she's a piece of work, essentially. Oh,
goodness sakes. Oh, let's see. Jules says, can one of you two please do a video covering the Free Britney movement? It's a legal form of human trafficking. What's happening to her? Love you. That's actually a good thing. We could cover that because she's like fighting for basically rights to control her life, right? Because her dad still controls her or something. I don't know too much about it.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous, man.
It is. She, even if she wants to flush all her money down the toilet, she's a 40-year-old woman and should be allowed to do it.
Agreed. Yeah, exactly. I'll look into it, Jules. Someone should shed more light on that. Daniel Irving says, COVID impact on LGBT couldn't possibly have anything to do with them being the same people protesting in mass for most of 2020. Period. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to add, could it?
I mean,
we don't want to get conspiracy.
I mean,
it's conspiracy YouTube. You know, I try not to be a conspiracy theorist. You know, I try to follow the facts. But, I mean, causation, correlation, maybe kind of be a thing.
Okay.
Jeremy says, Dr. Carlin, you are great.
Thank you.
There's more. I just wanted to.
Uh-oh.
Just leave it at that.
Is there a but?
No buts. But, I'm just kidding. Please check out a friend's small business, Yarn Over New York, all one word website. Yarn Over New York. By the way, I got to say, on Facebook, I sometimes go and peruse the Adam's Dream. What is it? What's the hashtag?
Adam's Dream Coat. Yes.
Adam's Dream Coat. And the colors look sick.
They're looking really, really good. I'm really happy. And I want to say, I actually know Yarn Over New York. They have great colors. Oh. I really love it. And I bought from them before, and I will buy from them again.
Nice, nice. Let's see here. Zacchaeus and Brannigan Deeds says, did you all see the biological man that is now playing college basketball? He is 6'2", 222 pounds, and is a Navy veteran, and he's winning, obviously. College basketball. I mean, is it a WNBA? Is that what you're saying? Women's college basketball or something?
I know exactly what they're talking about. I saw the picture earlier today, and it is like
ridiculous.
Yes, it's ridiculous.
I can't believe it. I mean, women. I mean, if there was a glass ceiling that was broke over women, now it has been slammed back into place with bulletproof glass.
Well, the women her team are certainly benefiting from her presence.
Okay. RG, what's good, buddy? Says Gina as a guest, or we revolt. Well, unfortunately, it's not with me, but Gina, if you happen to be watching my show, you're always welcome to come on down. Friendly Neighborhood Sawyer says, gonna celebrate weekend with a movie? Suggestions? What's that Daily Wire movie? What's the name of it?
Hit, run, fight, or something like that.
Fight.
I don't know.
Hit, run, fight, or something.
Hit, run, fight. Daily Wire movie. You can watch it. Like I did on like Roku. It's really, really good. I enjoyed it.
Yes, Daily Wire. Let's support them for supporting Gina. Daniel Irving. How to teach kids about race is one quote. Under the sky, under the heavens, there is but one race. It just so happens that people are different. Bruce Lee. Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Exactly. There is but one race. People are different. Everybody's different. Run, hide, fight. Thank you, chat. Love the chat. Chat's the best. Power Lasagna says, Adam, can you too see the Great Wall? You can too see the Great Wall of China from space with a telescope. I bought some Covfefe blend. Gonna make ice cream with it at work. Ooh, coffee ice cream with my coffee? You have to tell me how that is because that sounds awesome.
I love coffee ice cream. It's the best.
That's not with a telescope. Sure. Okay, great. Well, that's you semantic, sarcastic lasagna. But you know what? Every time I see lasagna's name, I want to roll the die. So I'm going to roll the die. Say when.
When?
All right. So she just helped me roll the die. You guys know the deal. The die has been rolled. Guess what you can? The number is there, 1 through 20. It's a random random die. Good luck. Mavis says, watch Gene Roddenberry's Andromeda. There's also a Mortal Kombat reboot coming out. I can't tell if it's going to be any good by the trailer, though. Okay. I saw the trailer. I saw the trailer. Well, IGN posted the trailer, and it looks so brutal.
Yeah,
it looks awesome. I'm looking forward to it.
Hang on. You know what else looked awesome? The new Wonder Woman movie, and it sucked.
Oh, the trailer was amazing.
The trailer for the new Wonder Woman was awesome, and the movie sucked. So I have no doubt that the new Mortal Kombat movie is going to suck equally as bad.
Dang, that sucks. Zacchaeus, congratulations. It was 19. And you win absolutely nothing, but congratulations. Let's see. And Andromeda, I don't know that one. Is that a movie?
I don't know.
I'm gonna look into that. I like Gene Roddenberry. Shane says, pardon me, please make a video for how to play The Forge. I love this song. Please. Really? You want me to make a video on how to play one of my songs? That's dope. Let me just stop right here and just say that's such a cool moment in just being a musician that someone wants me to make a video on showing just how to play the song because they love it. Thank you so much, Shane. That's really cool. Maybe I'll do that. I don't know. I'll put it on my like personal YouTube channel that I don't do anything with, but maybe that'd be fun. I'd be ripping them says there's something building up inside of me. I bet I can guess what that is. Melissa K says, did we get a reaction to your hit piece? I think a UFO spin is appropriate. It was nice to see Tim stick up for you. Keep up that great work. Melissa, thank you very much. I do appreciate that. And I do appreciate Tim that he came out and said it. Yeah, I told him about it yesterday. And he was like, no way. You got to send me that article. And then I woke up today with like 600 more followers. And I'm like, what just happened? And then I like look and he, of course, posted that. But
it's very nice of Tim to stick up for you. He did the admirable thing.
Agreed. I agree. I don't know why people are talking. I just saw someone mention Kevin Sorbo. DJ Rockford just said Kevin Sorbo is based. He totally is. He's so based. Do you follow him on Twitter?
I've seen that thing here and there. He doesn't give up. F.
He's so based. I love that guy. He's so great. All right. Here's the spin for Melissa. Just going to give that going. Ace Spade says non-binary Y or N. None of us are non-binary. No. We are very binary. I'm a male and she is a female.
I am.
Simple as that. Student of History says movie trailers need to come along with a not actual footage tag. Yeah, that would be nice, wouldn't it? Mm-hmm. Mavis says Andromeda is a TV show from the 90s starring Kevin Sorbo. Oh, snaps. That's why they're talking. So wait a minute. Wait a minute. Hold on. Kevin Sorbo was in like a space show. Because I watched Hercules as a kid. Like, my dad watched it, and I remember, like, watching it and being like, this is cool. Like, I liked that. So he starred in a TV show in space by Gene Roddenberry? My mind is very excited right now. I'm going to have to find that. Where do I watch it? Can I find it somewhere? Ooh!
Yes. I'm hyped. Yeah, and they continue saying it was written by the same guy that created Star Trek. Right, Gene Roddenberry. That's why people mentioned it earlier, and that's why they were saying Kevin Sorbo is based. Yes. Oh. Okay, I'm clearly excited right now. Look, if you guys haven't smashed that like button, please smash the like button. Smash it for me. Smash it for Carlin. Remember to go follow her on her Locals channel, also her Twitter feed and her YouTube channel down below in the description. You can find it all. You can also find all of my stuff. Follow me on my Locals channel. And we got Semantic Lasagna said, best part, I used Thomas Jefferson's receipt. Nice. Yeah. Power lasagna. Semantic lasagna. Such a good lasagna, though. That's really what it is. All lasagna is good. I actually am going to be making lasagna probably tomorrow. Mm. Pretty excited about it. I love lasagna. I make it a lot. And anyway, if you haven't subscribed, please do subscribe to my channel. Washington Post claims that I'm nearing 200,000. So I want to make them more liars and beat 200,000 so their article can be even more false.
Stick it to the Washington Post and subscribe, dang it.
Yes. Help me stick it to WAPO in the best way possible by being successful. Mm-hmm. And that's all thanks to all of you. We got one more. Student History said, fun thing you might be interested in. You spare time the Ace Combat series and the different super sci-fi super weapons, specifically the Stonehenge Array. I actually really, really like the Ace Combat series. I've played at least four of them so far. So I really do love that series. It's really good. All right. You guys are fantastic. Thank you for joining me, Carlin. As always, it's a pleasure. It's great to have you back on the show. And I will see you all next time here on AtomCast. I'll be here tomorrow with a special returning guest. Ian Crossland is going to be in the studio.
Ooh, it's crossing. Very excited. Over.
It's going to be, well, coming back, really, because he's been. Back. But I like your pun. But it was okay. It was okay. We got two more super chats. I'm going to read these before we bounce out. Man behind the screen says, missed the show, but that's okay. I'll support you both anyway. Keep on doing what you do, both of you. I mean, I don't know if you were trying to make it like rhymey, but it's pretty good. I like the flow. I was nice. RJ says, don't support Hollywood movies. Right. Support Daily Wire movies real people. It's pretty great. Tyrannus says, from the depths of Uranus, Carlin should be the next Doctor Who. Ooh. I like it.
The patriarchy.
Down with the patriarchy. All right. Well, tune in tomorrow. We're going to have a fun show. We're going to talk. I'm forcing it. I'm like, what are we talking about? We're going to talk about graphene. We're going to talk about freeing the code. We're going to talk about all the things that he wants to talk about and never gets to. So it's going to be a fun show. So I'm looking forward to that. All right. Love y'all. Have a great night.
Bye.
Please smash the like button for AtomCast IRL. Coming to you live every night, Monday through Fridays, 6:30 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time.